I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. Mail call.
Mail call.
Yeah. You get a lot of stuff in the mail these days.
I do get a lot of stuff in the mail. Pictures of insects, little bodies in various containers.
On a similar note, someone left a decomposed bug in a baggie in my door box, and I didn't... didn't find it for like a month.
You know, what people don't appreciate is that some of these insects are pretty fleshy, and you leave them out for a while and you might as well have left a rotting chicken leg in a bag, and the smell can be just as bad. But I digress. A few weeks ago, my good friend David George Gordon, who was a host.
The snail eater
purchased some beetle stamps that were made in 1956 in Switzerland. He wanted to know if I could identify the species of beetles on the stamps. And I thought, well, this is an interesting challenge. And I was able to knock two of them out right away. And the third one took me a little longer, but I got them identified. Then it just got me to thinking about when I was a kid. I was a stamp collector,
a philatelist.
A philatelist. I can't say that very easily, but yes.
You were engaged in philately.
But I never knew that collecting insect stamps was an option then. Today, there are people that specialize in collecting only insect stamps. And insect stamps aren't just the stamps that you find on mail. There are tax stamps and other special issue stamps that have insects on them.
So there are a lot of things out there.
Yeah. There are over 400 countries and governmental agencies that have produced insect stamps for more than 100 years. The very first insect stamp that I'm aware of depicted a beehive that was issued by Nicaragua in 1891. The United States has been a little slow to get on the bandwagon. I believe it was 1987, somewhere around there, that the U.S. government issued several butterfly stamps and a ladybug stamp.
Yeah, I remember the butterfly stamps. You didn't see them on envelopes very often.
No, and the monarch butterfly was one of the stamps, and that was right around the time when the Entomological Society of America was making a big push to have the monarch butterfly designated as the national insect, but it never got off the ground. In 1999, the post office produced a sheet of insect and spider stamps that's really fascinating. In fact, I'm looking at it right here. It was a wedding present from my friends in California, and they gave me a full sheet of these stamps nicely mounted and framed here. But there's a black widow and a ladybug and a black and yellow garden spider, katydid, eastern Hercules beetle. There's a monarch and its caterpillar. There's the royal tumble turd, too, Phanius vindex.
Pick that little sheet and let's put a photograph up online.
I'll do that. Maybe we'll show a picture of, I have a first day cover. A first day cover is when you have the stamps on an envelope with a special cancellation that's released the day of issue, and it's signed by the artist who rendered these beautiful beetle stamps, and Eric Hollum was one of my professors at University of Pretoria, and he's the one that created these stamps. Maybe we can get that up on the website.
We can do that. Dr. Art Evans is the author of Beetles of Eastern North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's Facebook page at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.